T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, describe how this new law is going to work.
Well, basically what it's going to say is it's a labeling law. As you pointed out, for years, you know, French wines have been identified by their regions because they have to come from there in order to get that identity. As you said as well, California wines, same thing. Now, this is the idea that, you know, trying to help some of the smaller growers out there by saying that if you're going to say that you're from the Golden Triangle, from Mendocino or some of the Humboldt County, some prized location, you better be from there. But it takes it one step further. It says, you know, not only are you going to be grown in the areas that you say advertise for, but you're going to be grown in the, quote, sun and soil of the city or county. And that means that you can't be just a massive greenhouse. You got to be an outdoor farm with the sun and the soil that gives it the flavor, gives it the zazz, and gives you a competitive edge against the big growers down the road that are doing it pretty much factory grows.
I'm actually from Humboldt County originally. I know this is something they've been pushing for quite some time. It made me wonder about indoor grows. Does that mean we can't have, say, something coming out of San Francisco? Or, I mean, this is really, do you think the future is maybe promoting areas with indoor growing as well?
Well, I think every place is going to have something that they will try to grab you with. That one might be the flavor of the outdoor grow up in your old home area of Humboldt. The other one might be the potency of something grown in Oakland. I mean, it's right. One of those things. It's one of those things, Megan, where it's like, what's the sell point here? I'm not even sure how big the market is for the aromatic, you know, blend of the Great Triangle versus get me what it was going to get me there. So that's part of it. It is interesting to note that part of this is to help the smaller growers because the competition is fierce, and the bigger growers have the edge when it comes to this. And it's also interesting to note that they are touting the sun and the soil, saying there's nothing quite like outdoor-grown marijuana. But you're from that region, so you must know that there's risks involved as well. I mean, for example, 2020 was on track to be a very good year for recreational cannabis, especially for outdoor grows in the northern part of the state. But then you had the fires, and people had to evacuate. So there's the question of how did the fires affect the crop, and also the smoke, because smoke and ash descends on an outside grow. You don't have a roof over it. So the growers up there, they've been hurting with competition with the big growers, and now they're having problems with Mother Nature. So if there's ever a time where what they're growing could get an edge on the market, this is a time that they need it, and hopefully this law might help them.
And, you know, they've also been hurting from competition from the illegal growers up in Humboldt County and across the state. Now, this is obviously for legal marijuana that's going to be marketed. It's going to have that name on there. Do you see this having any effect on the illegal?
That is a great, great situation. You're bringing up really what is the unspoken real reality of the marijuana economy is the illegal or underground growth that has continued. The legalization of it was supposed to curb it or stop it. It really hasn't. It's a tremendous part of the market.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.